May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the mound, Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up and 27 gone. 9 innings in the book, and not a man had got it on. Now in history, only 17 had thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted day. But the 9 innings on a fateful day, the Pirates had it scored. Some more. David Wells, David Cone, Sammy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson, in series in 1956. Why don't we add Ol' Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, they moved on to the 12th. 3 straight outs and the fans, they were pitching themselves. The best game ever pitched, and still a scoreless tie. For Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. Now 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Harvey gave up a hit and then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells, David Cone, Randy Johnson, Eddie Joss, Kenny Rogers, Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson, in the series in 1956. Why don't we add Ol' Harvey to that list? Personal perfection is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts, it makes you curse, and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better isn't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend isn't laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed, as the losers will attest. We're drawn to tragic stories, cause they're the ones that suit us best. But for 9 innings on that fateful day, Ol' Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, because perfection's always flawed. David Wells, David Cone, Sammy Richmond, Bobby Roy, Ben Barker against the Chase, and Catfish for the A's. Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add Ol' Harvey to that list? David Wells, David Cone, Sammy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add Ol' Harvey to that list? Why don't we add Ol' Harvey to that list? Why don't we?